Local job numbers come out this afternoon, offering a view of the health of New York City's economy. Mayor Bloomberg has been boasting about job creation lately.
We have replaced 200% of the jobs we lost during the recession.
But here's a paradox. All this year, as the number of jobs has grown, the unemployment rate has also risen substantially. WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports the numbers are now so far apart, some economists are questioning the accuracy of the government's official labor statistics.
On Tuesday, Donald Harrington sat by the fountain at City Hall Park with a paper cup in his hand. He started a job as a paralegal just last week.
I just had to run to court. You know, I actually went to Supreme Court and Civil Court, you know, to file some papers. And I'm on my way to drop off some more papers. I'm just stopping to have my coffee right now.
Harrington had on slacks and a purple dress shirt and wore the satisfied expression of a man who has a steady job for the first time in 7 years.
I'm in a small firm, so I'm not always like, you know, we're doing the same thing every day. I'm doing something different every day, so I enjoy it.
When the September employment report comes out, Harrington will be on the jobs added side of the ledger. Every month so far this year, New York City has gained an average of 11,000 jobs, which is a little like watching Usain Bolt run the 100-meter sprint on fast forward. It's very impressive. But one thing is bothering some economists. No matter how many Donald Harringtons get added to payroll, the city's jobless rate just keeps rising.
Having studied the New York City economy for 18 years, I've never seen this.
This is Barbara Byrne Denham, a private economist with the firm Eastern Consolidated. She says it's not totally unusual for unemployment to rise as the economy improves. More people start looking for work.
You know, these things happen for 1 month or two, but for 6 months in a row.
That's weird. If more New Yorkers are unemployed, who's taking all these new jobs? Denham has been testing some of the possible explanations, like suburban commuters.
I looked at every metropolitan area, New Jersey, Westchester, Connecticut, Long Island.
She found suburbanites are not taking most of these new jobs in the city. Denham has concluded the real problem is the 2010 U.S. Census. It undercounted New York's population, she says, and is now artificially raising the unemployment rate. I took these questions to the man who makes the official numbers. Martin Coley is chief regional economist with the Bureau of Labor Statistics in New York City. So, more jobs, higher unemployment.
How can both of these things be true?
The reason they can both be true is that they're two different things, and the economy is not one thing.
Coley points out that the unemployment rate is derived from a survey of households, while the job creation number comes from a separate and larger survey of employers. He says there's no tidy explanation for the difference. There could be a variety of factors. Yes, more commuters, but also freelancers taking staff jobs and employed people taking second jobs. Meanwhile, out-of-work people restarting their job hunt may be pushing up unemployment. Coley is adamant that the 2010 census plays no role, but the criticism of his methods clearly has stung.
It's also easy for people to be armchair critics and say that, you know, my experience doesn't match the survey, therefore the survey has to be wrong.
This has now taken on the air of an academic debate. But in fact, these numbers matter a lot. They help us, the public, decide what to think about the economy. If you tell New Yorkers unemployment is up...
I mean, it doesn't sound good. Obviously, it sounds bad.
That people are out of work and they need more jobs.
Heather O'Donnell and Kurt Patrice in Bryant Park. And if you tell them, as Mayor Bloomberg often points out, that New York is actually gaining lots of jobs...
Consistently adding jobs, I would have to say, is a good thing. It's just a sign of growth. It's a good sign for things.
Maybe the best explanation comes from Regina Jenkins. She's 23 and she works two jobs, one at Aerosoles and one at American Apparel.
I still see places looking to hire people.
Especially restaurants and retailers. These employers tend to offer part-time work, and the government counts each new name they add to payroll as one additional job. Jenkins says nowadays it can take two or even three jobs to earn the money you'd like to make from just one. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.